Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a very sad heart that I have to report to you that our detailed, deep immersion and deep dive into researching the globalist attack profile and how they plan to bring in total world government and defeat the free market system and Christianity with the bioweapons and the fear that comes out of it. You could see it with Hollywood and all the pre-programming. You could see it with the Disease X UN announcements of over a year ago and the Bill Gates preparations. They don't do something this big without massive preparations, and they're behind it. And they're the ones running it. And we don't know every facet of the attack plan, but we know it's synthetic. We know it's from the globalists. We know Democrats are passing laws or making emergency declarations in Illinois and other areas like New York to confiscate firearms. They are going to use this, ladies and gentlemen, to teach us to not live in an open, free society. And I interrupted Tom to ask the question of Norm before he left about, you know, what it's like to be young. I mean, I'm still pretty young. Think yourself as young as 46, but Tom's really young, successful businessman, and runs a TV station. But this is really the death of the West. This is the death of freedom. This is the Chinese communist social score showing us how it protected them from their own man-made virus. So this is hysteria. This is evil. We predicted it almost 7 weeks ago. We laid it out that it's the hysteria that's the danger, not the virus. But there's other mutations of the virus. There's a lot of stuff going on. And if we pass the test and submit to the tyranny and submit to this, then they're going to launch even more deadly bioweapons in the future because they have the incentive to, because we behave and we lock down and we do what they say during it, and then they can give us the forced inoculations. They can make us submit to them. It's already out that the flu shots are sterilizing men. This is all about sterilization. This is all about forced inoculation. This is all about world government. So I have to tell you, the Democrats wanted to keep the borders wide open. They wanted to do all of this. I'm going to oppose Trump if he, you know, says lock down everything. I'm not going to call for uprisings or anything like that. But I'm just going to point out that the borders have been wide open, and the left wanted that. So why should we lock down all the cities now, setting the precedent that every time there's some novel virus out there that we're not sure how many people it kills, that we all just throw all of our freedoms out the window? I understand that riding along on this big wave of hysteria would be financially successful for us, and I want people to be prepared and ready, and I'm proud of what we've done to do that. But not so much for this virus, but for the globalists trying to cause a new civil war, a race war, a financial collapse, because make no mistake, this is the cover for that. So government doesn't get blamed during a collapse. Government will be the solution and the savior during the collapse, and behind that government is the technocracy that controls the enforcing AI and the system that we know are not of this world and are anti-human. So I'll be back tomorrow live, Lord willing, with Tom Papert and many others at 11 a.m. Central. I'll now be hosting. I can never go on a short vacation. That's okay. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. I'm actually in Texas, very close to Austin, trying to spend some time with the family. But I will be in tomorrow. Tom Papert's about to take over for a few segments, and then we have the powerful Ted Nugent interview on this very subject coming up. Back to Tom Papert of NationalFile.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We told you it was all coming. It's happening again. Exactly as we said. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is real, and it's evil, and it hates you in your guts, and wants to kill you.
We'll have more analysis on the other side of this short break, as long with a couple of great reports and that exclusive interview that Alex recorded yesterday with the one and only Ted Nugent. But I do just want to point out, piggybacking on what Alex just said, this was all predicted here on InfoWars, on National File, and on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, to the letter. The disease was bad, maybe not as bad and lethal as it's being promoted to be. It's the hysteria that's going to be the problem. This was all predicted. This was all broken down on this very network by that very man. I was happy to be a part of it, but Alex's analysis on coronavirus has thus far been 100% dead on the money, and I certainly hope that Alex's voice, along with those who are attempting to persuade President Trump, are successful in getting him to stave this off. It's insane. We have an open border with Mexico. We have an open border with Canada, where the Prime Minister's wife is sick. It's not going to work. It's not going to calm things down. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Watching the Alex Jones Show in the middle of this global broadcast, this global exclusive. We, of course, just heard a litany of news from Norm Pattis, Alex Jones buzzing in. He tried to take a vacation. The man just cannot leave this studio, not in 2020, this very important election year. There's a new report out. It's available or will be shortly on Banned Don Video by Greg Reese, and it explains how the coronavirus is the perfect storm for a global currency reset. Let's view this clip now.
In 1816, the gold standard, an economic unit of account based on a fixed quantity of gold, was officially adopted, and the world reserve currency became the British pound sterling. In 1914, after World War I, nations attempted to revive the gold standard, but it collapsed during the Great Depression. Also in 1914, the Federal Reserve Bank, a private company, was born. After Britain was devastated by World War II, they were no longer a superpower, and so the global reserve currency needed to be reset. In 1944, at the Bretton Woods Conference, the U.S. dollar became the new global reserve currency. This established America as the dominant power in the world economy, giving America the sole ability to print dollars. The rest of the world would need to trade their own currency against the U.S. dollar in order to balance exchange rates, keeping the international economy vibrant and fluid. But by the 1960s, the United States had printed more USD than their gold reserves could cover. And by 1970, a growing American trade deficit was undermining the value of the dollar. On August 15, 1971, President Richard Nixon brought an end to the gold standard. Federal Reserve notes, a fiat currency backed by debt rather than gold, became the new standard. This is basically no different than an IOU. As one would expect, right after President Nixon gave his speech, inflation began to rise and America's biggest export became debt. The creation of the petrodollar gave the U.S. even more sway over world economies, and today the international debt has become untenable. And many are saying another global currency reset is needed. Historically, the gold standard has been the most stable economy we have known, but gold can be manipulated and disruptive as well. Some are suggesting that cryptocurrency could be the solution. Crypto is run by an algorithm and can be designed to meet specific needs. The global currency needs to have fluid supply, and the limited gold supply failed to keep up with economic growth. A sovereign-free, algorithm-based alternative could potentially be more stable. China is almost ready to launch their own cryptocurrency, DCEP, short for Digital Currency Electronic Payments. DCEP is government controlled and fully centralized. So far, it appears to be a digital version of fiat paper money. The Federal Reserve Bank is developing their own crypto called Fedcoin. The coronavirus pandemic seems to be the perfect storm for a global currency reset. The amount of money printing involved in holding up failing economies as quarantines and shutdowns take place will be unprecedented. And all this does is weaken the U.S. dollar even more. And when the U.S. dollar falls, it will be replaced by something. The question is, which way will it go? This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com.
News today.
That was Greg Reese. The new report is available up at band.video. Make sure to share that. It is instrumental, as Norm Pat is one of the most successful lawyers in the country, was just saying in the last hour, these algorithms, the Chinese cryptocurrency, if it's ruled by an algorithm that's made by the Chinese Communist Party heads, I do not trust it, nor do I particularly trust Fedcoin. Last week, we saw them inject $1.5 trillion in the form of quote-unquote loans into the stock market with the goal of trying to keep it from going down any further, and it lasted all of 15 minutes before totally collapsing. So one of the things Alex brought up, and we will have that exclusive interview with Ted Nugent coming up, I believe, on the other side of this segment. We'll find out. But one of the things that Alex brought up is that President Trump is likely looking at these options because of what's happening around the world. And just as an example, this is up at nationalfile.com. The United Kingdom government gives police emergency powers and may close pubs and ports as well as run crematoriums 24/7. Another article up on nationalfile.com. Police with drones are enforcing the coronavirus isolation in Italy. There's panic buying happening here in the United States. We know that they're buying up the toilet paper, the hand sanitizer, these items that for some reason in 2020 people think they need to survive a virus that makes you cough. But people are also buying up all of the ammunition at several stores throughout the country. It's turning into, we all know, of course, and the biggest story, the number one story, we're working on a massive hit on this right now, is what's happening in the state of Illinois, where there is a town, Champaign, that is essentially going to nationalize liquor, food, guns, everything is all going to be in the purview of the state. So this is already coming to America on the local level. If President Trump were to ban interstate commerce, the little known fact that I cannot repeat enough, in this country, all groceries, all stores will run completely out of stock in about 48 hours, maybe 72, without semi-trucks coming with supplies each and every day. Truckers are instrumental to this economy. We used to have trains. They're still important, but fundamentally at this point, it is all trucks that transport goods. You can't fit this stuff in a plane. You can't get a train to where it needs to be. If there is a ban on interstate commerce, people are probably going to start flocking to these borders. People are going to probably make it impossible to actually travel on a highway. Who knows what that will do to the supply chain? They can only make things 100 times worse than they already are. By the way, in Italy, where it's a much smaller country, I mean, it's about the same size as South Korea, for example, there's videos showing the supermarket lines. People have to line up to go to the store. The only two reasons you can leave your house in Italy, I guess maybe three. One, to get medical help. Two, to get medicine that you've been prescribed. Or three, to go buy food. And in Italy, there are videos showing lines stretching for miles outside the stores onto major highways. People are having to line up that long. So this is something that this is all going to come to the United States. President Trump is likely being told that if he what he does is not commensurate with what Europe is doing, then he will be seen as weak. He will be blamed for the deaths due to coronavirus here in the United States. Of course, he's in a rock and a hard place situation, but it's going to be very difficult to defend the president. We have an open border with Canada. Canada was not included in the travel restriction. And I certainly hope she has a full and complete recovery. But Justin Trudeau, leader of Canada's wife, is ill with coronavirus. Of course, Mexico, the wall is only halfway complete. And we have 40 million illegal immigrants in this country. And they've been saying 11 million since I was born 25 years ago. So if you listen to the official number, there are 11 million illegal immigrants in this country. Most actual estimates suggest up to 40. I've heard as high as 60. These people in California spreading bubonic plague, spreading diseases that we had previously eradicated that are now back, not because of the anti-vaxxers, which is what the left will tell you, but because we are allowing people into this country, we are allowing people to remain homeless on the streets in massive numbers, and it all started on the West Coast, and they get sick and they spread the illness. There was a report of a man, a homeless man in California who was believed to have coronavirus. He was asked to self-quarantine. The government gave him a place to do it, and he left. And reportedly robbed a store and went on to do who knows what, spreading the virus all throughout. So again, I believe coming up on the other side, we're going to have Alex Jones interviewing Ted Nugent, but this is very real. And if I'm not back, Tom Papert, NationalFile.com, make sure to share the articles at NewsWars.com, where the analysis on coronavirus has been the best in the world. Nobody has been more on top of this virus than Alex Jones and the team at InfoWars, and I am very grateful to have had the ability to at least lend my voice to that from time to time. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Special Saturday emergency transmission. A national emergency has been announced. It is March 14th, 2020, only 233 days out from this historic election. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Well, Ted Nugent is our special guest, and he was on fire yesterday when I talked to him over the phone. I'm pretty much in agreement with him about the hysteria concerning this coronavirus. Since when did the land of the free, home of the brave, just run an abject complete panic? But the left has come out and attacked the president for not doing enough. So when he did stop flights from China 4 weeks ago, they attacked that. Now when he talks about controlling the borders, they're trying to block him and trying to stop the restrictions on flights that have not been screened for those that are sick from Europe. It's just amazing how they are contradicting themselves and openly hoping they can bring down the president. Earlier, I talked about this article out of the Atlantic Monthly where they're salivating, saying the Trump presidency is over. Coronavirus is all his fault. So they're going to use this crisis as much as they can to blame President Trump and to destabilize the country, as they've been doing. Mexico is considering closing its border to stop Americans bringing coronavirus into the country as the cases mount past 2,000. So Mexico can close its border, but we can't, the left says. So the Motor City Madman joins us on this special Saturday edition. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex. I'm always ready, willing, and able, cock blocked and ready to rock, Doc, as they say, to celebrate truth, logic, and common sense. And I think the most important thing about this, and you're right, you're damn right, this is a special Alex Jones broadcast, because my name is Ted Nugent, full-time. I am the Motor City Madman. There's not a damn thing you can do about that. And let me just bring the most important element that exists. And remember, I not only wrote Wango Tango, I meant it. But stop and think. I am the craziest, most intense, high-energy, defiant, you know, rock and roller in the history of noise. But let me bring the most important thing to the forefront. The Nugent family remains calm. We're not stockpiling any different than we haven't since the 1970s. I spent my morning with the dogs. I shot about 20 arrows from my Matthews bow. So that spirit of tranquility, calmness, and again, truth, logic, and common sense. Let me tell you, Alex, what I'm bringing to your radio show this morning, and you can rebroadcast it at will, because the most important element of this whole hysteria circling around the coronavirus, COVID-19 insanity is that, and I'm not alone, by the way. I've been talking to my band and my crew and my management and my brothers and my sisters, my sons, my daughters, my grandkids this morning. My wife, Shemaine, is at my side here. She has a new book about quality of life, about health and happiness. I got to tell you, zero hysteria in the Nugent family. Zero hysteria in all the people I'm associated with, you know, conscientious, rational, thoughtful, always prepared. We're not the last Boy Scouts, but we're the real Boy Scouts. Alex, when I did 350 concerts a year in the late 60s and early 70s, and I never went to college. I was too busy learning stuff. So the most important thing I learned from my dad, who was a U.S. Army cavalry drill sergeant, it was to always be prepared. You didn't buy enough ammo for the weekend shooting. You bought enough ammo just in case. At this point, in March of 2020, nobody in the Nugent family is buying toilet paper. We're not buying water. We're not buying ammo or guns. We've had adequate supplies since about 1968. So the most important thing we can convey, and we will get into the horrors, the criminality, the glaring corruption and abuse of power that has run amok, especially throughout past administrations. And let me go from the ultra-calming to the ultra-condemning. As we are thoughtful in our daily lives, and again, I suspect that my buddy Alex Jones is the same way. You don't stockpile toilet paper when you're running out. you stockpile essentials so you don't run out. Now let's go to the horror of horrors. And yes, we pray for our fellow Americans and people around the world that are sick. Alex, in the current flu season, 22,000 Americans have died from flu.
At least.
Hysteria? Zero. 350,000 people during this flu season were hospitalized. Hysteria and toilet paper stockpiling? Zero. But I'm going to go right to the core of the criminality that brought this about.
That was my next question. What has triggered, well, the big corporations, big tech, Hollywood, China, the authoritarians set the model of welding citizens into their homes, shooting women in the head at checkpoint, drones barking orders to people, mass graves, burning bodies. They created this hysteria to hurt the U.S. economy and to blame President Trump. I said that 6 weeks ago, and now they're following that and saying it's all Trump's fault.
I'm a repeat offender when it comes to truth, logic, and common sense. I will say to you, Alex Jones, and everyone listening, what Ted Nugent said to you many, many years ago when we first talked. You know who brought all this about? You know who brought about the glaring criminality of a Hillary Clinton and a James Comey? You know who allowed a communist and a jihad worshiper like Brennan to lead the CIA? Those guys are definitely traitors and punks and criminals. But you know who allowed it? We, the people of the United States of America, who didn't monitor our elected employees' conduct and living up to their oath of office to the U.S. Constitution. How dare an American citizen not monitor their elected employees to the point where they actually put the production and distribution and access to American families' medicine and antibiotics in the hands of the Chinese, Alex? Are you kidding?
Oh, absolutely. You've harped on that, so have I. I'm so glad Tucker Carlson's all over it, that most of our drugs come from China, and they're on record tainted, and the communist Chinese are bragging that they're making a windfall off of all this.
Yeah, they don't have to fire a shot, do they?
No.
I mean, so you know, we can talk about the origins. I on my Facebook, boy, you want some wisdom. You want some common sense and truth logic.
I was on it last night. Amazing.
If I may, on the Alex Jones Show, a big, greasy, all-American, take-no-crap salute to the people on my Facebook. If you want to have increased fortification of your belief in your fellow Americans, you're not going to get it on the streets often if you witness the hysteria and toilet paper, you know, mountains. If you really want to witness and have confidence in your fellow man, go to my Facebook, talking about smart, down-to-earth, sensible logisticians. The people on my Facebook, they've got all the information. Boy, we got some inner workings going on at my Facebook.
Rich- Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product, so that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
MSNBC, ABC, CBC. How do you how do these traitors in the media constantly reference the Chinese virus? That's their words. The Wuhan coronavirus.
And now you're supposed to say COVID-19, and it's America's fault.
And then the next week they condemn the president for cutting off travel from China, the endemic,
and calling it a foreign virus. They call that racist.
They're condemning people as being racist. By the way, they've always done this to me because I guess I just have too much soul from Detroit. But anyway,
exactly, that's all they got is lying.
They are condemning all of us as racists if we use the words that they've been using for 60 days.
Well, that's what I was going to say is again, Ted Nugent joins us here on the special Saturday transmission. We're going to re-air this on the live Sunday show coming up. That they say Trump's not doing enough, and then he starts to begin to put controls in, and they say, no, we're filing bills that you can't stop flights from these countries infested. There's no logic. They're publicly waging war. It's all oxymoronical.
Well, the hypocrisy, I'm 71 years clean and sober, so my radar has worked pretty good. When I see information, I have reasonable amounts of historical evidence to either corroborate or dismiss the consistency of claims and dishonesty and lies and the hate from so much of the media and pretty much every Democrat out there. I mean, I can't believe that there is a human being in the United States of America, an American citizen, that is. God knows there's too many non-American citizens in this country. But to think that there is a party, an absolute political party in the United States of America, that even before COVID-19 pandemic, they were against securing our borders. Let me make it perfectly clear, Alex. You and I know, and everybody I know knows this to be self-evident truth. If you are against securing the borders of America, you qualify as the enemy of America. Only the enemy of a country would be against securing the borders. And anybody,
well, as you know, going back thousands of years ago to Rome or other countries, militaries were established and borders were established to stop plagues from coming in. That's one of the first reasons they created countries.
And let me bring another very toxic point up. And, of course, in extreme times, you have to be extremely honest. And let's be extremely honest. You know, I hear all about all men are created equal. Well, I believe if you're in China and you believe that, you know, I'm all for eating whatever meat you want. My friends in Africa and Asia, they eat dogs and cats, and they eat all kinds of guts and all kinds of bile and stuff, and have a nice day with that. But in the country of China, I hope your listeners know, and we should do a detailed scrutiny and an expose.
You were telling me about it last night where they eat live frogs and just...
Well, they're not just the live frogs, but the guts, the entire, you know, intestinal tract.
Which again, isn't smart. That's all the bacteria, everything being processed. It's the crap.
Well, I hope your listeners know that there is an annual dog meat festival in China. Now, I'm not condemning the use of dog meat. A lot of people in our world rely on that source of protein. And I'm laying here with my beloved dogs. I genuflect at the altar of canine. Sadie is on my lap.
I have seen you personally spoil your dogs.
And you've met my dogs. You know how much we love our... Jermaine and I have a... What do you call it, Jermaine? We have an unhealthy relationship with our dogs. We love them so much. So let's establish that there has never been a human that loves dogs more than I do. But in China, Alex, and our fellow listeners on the Alex Jones Show, not only do they have a dog meat festival in China, but every year in the inner circle of the annual Chinese dog meat festival, there is an entire culture where they believe and they proceed and they continue the horror that the more you torture the dog, the more pain and suffering and howling and whining and crying you perpetrate upon that dog, they actually believe the meat has medicinal qualities and is good for you. Stop and grasp the evil in that culture. This is the same Asian culture of the Bataan Death March and the rape of Nanking, even though the shoe was on the other foot at that time. But I don't think your average American knows that, of course, there's going to be outrageous...
Not all cultures are equal. And if you expand on that, I don't know if you know about this, but it's been reported in law enforcement, go back hundreds of years, that Satanists like to torture children so that then the hormones and the endorphins are released before they drink the blood. That's a drug. And I'd read about China torturing the dogs as well to then get the hormones into the meat of the pain and the suffering. That is so... The point is, a lot of weird, sick stuff's going on in China.
Well, you know, you don't have to look to China. I mean, again, I get in a lot of trouble all the time, as you do, which I believe that guys like us are exactly what the founding fathers had hoped and prayed that all Americans would be like. I think a real America... American has to be a hellraiser. A real patriotic, real constitutional American has to constantly demand constitutional accountability from our elected employees and constantly spotlight cockroaches and constantly be suspicious of the media abusing their First Amendment rights while they try to take away our Second Amendment rights. But let's get right down to the core of evil in America. When you've got a Hillary Clinton that has as much power as she does, and by the way, she was supposed to be subpoenaed and have to testify under oath in this time zone when all of a sudden COVID-19 erupted. I'll let everybody contemplate that, and I'm sure you've delved into that. But stop and think. Hillary Clinton, she was mentored by Saul Alinsky, the author of Rules for Radicals, whose book is dedicated to Satan. I'm not making this up. Anybody who's been paying attention knows that Hillary Clinton's hero was Saul Alinsky, and his book, Rules for Radical, which is basically the Bible of the left, including Nancy Pelosi, including Beto O'Rourke, including Chuck Schumer, all those Democrats believe in Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, a book that Hillary Clinton studied under that was dedicated to Satan, the great manipulator.
You're absolutely right. Right there on page two, he says that this is dedicated to Lucifer, the original revolutionary.
So, Americans, again, I'm going to go right back, and this is where I piss people off and ask me if I give a damn. Apathy is way worse than liberalism. Apathy is way worse than COVID-19. Apathy is way worse than communism because it allows a Bernie Sanders to flourish. Apathy is worse than the corruption and the criminal abuse of power of a Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden because Americans were so disconnected and uninvolved that they let these monsters attain so much control. Thank God President Donald Trump has spotlighted these cockroaches and has actually admitted that there is a deep state and the swamp has to be drained. I got to tell you, Alex, the Nugent family prays for this great president every day because he has taken on a task that is more important than anything since Concord Bridge.
I totally agree with you. In the time we have left here, I want to read you a few of these headlines. This is, again, out of the Atlantic. That's the leftist mouthpiece, as you know. From the establishments, this is what they were thinking. The Trump presidency is over. It has taken a good deal longer than it should have, but Americans have now seen the con man behind the curtain. They go on to blame the Wuhan virus on President Trump. To me, that's just absolutely amazing. Meanwhile, Google-funded tech chief resigns after wishing Trump die from the coronavirus. They're all hoping that he secretly has that, while the Communist Party officially blames it as a U.S. bioweapon with no proof. What do you make of that, Ted Nugent?
Well, all we have to do is, I got to tell you, I know President Donald Trump and his family. He's a clever guy. I think we've talked before, Alex, that if your child is dying and the only way to get to the island with medicine is on your enemy's ship, you would get on your enemy's ship, take the medicine to save your child's life, and then kill your enemy.
Yes.
Boy, that's extreme, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But you do it.
It's like the choice of going about your daily life unarmed and helpless, so maybe you can join all the other victims of being unarmed and helpless. Unarmed and helpless is a choice. If you're unarmed and helpless, here's an alert from the Motor City Madman. You are unarmed and helpless.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637, plus a discount up to 20%.
25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
That you watch this president. Yes, the past administrations gave absolute life and death control of our medicines and antibiotics to the damn communists in China. Alex, this is like me hiring, you know, John Wayne Gacy to watch my children. This is bizarro, indecent, criminal corruption. And why? So that they could enrich their individual lives, both monetarily and politically. That kind of deep swamp, deep state swampage is now in the crosshairs of a great, great president and a lot of Republicans that I have more faith in today than I have in my 71 years celebrating the American
dream. Well, you're right. That's the good news, is that their pedophile rings, their corruption, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, the sellout to Russia and China, the globalist positioning our country to be taken down by China, all of that is behind the eight ball. We've turned it around. So they're trying to target those of us that tell the truth. They're trying to lie about us. They're trying to put us in jail. They're trying to do all this stuff, but it's not working because the people understand now and are awake. America, I think, was asleep before, extremely apathetic. It's still somewhat groggy and half asleep. But more and more people are waking up every day, and the more people wake up and stop being apathetic and speak out and stand up for what's right, the more the deep state corrupt leftists understand that their time has come to an end.
A lot of my friends ask me, so what should I do, Ted? Well, do what I've been doing since I was about 40. took me a long time. I was apathetic because I was spoiled until the heroes of the military and law enforcement embraced me and I started spending time with them, listening to how in 1979 the U.S. Marine warriors were put on guard and security duty at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, but they weren't allowed to have ammo for their M16s. Stop and think about the rules of engagement that the heroes of our military have been subjected to, where they couldn't return fire when they're being shot at.
So that's how the left constantly ties our hands. Let me ask you this. I know you only have a few more minutes. It's been great having you on. We only have 233 days out here from this historic election, and Trump's been working his ass off. He's 73 years old. He's one of the only people I know, you know, that's that age that has energy. You're a few years his junior, and I think you have even more than him. But just what do we do to support Trump? What can we do to not be apathetic? What are some of the actions? People say, okay, I don't want to be apathetic. Well, they can share this interview at band.video. They can share it to your Facebook. They can tell people about what's happening. They can speak up. They can run for office. They can join a shooting club. What else can people do to not be apathetic?
Well, boy, that's an entire program, and we should do that as soon as possible because we should be constantly communicating in all the different social media, good old phone calls and letters and emails to our elected employees, supporting this president and bullet pointing all the accomplishments. I mean, his accomplishments are unprecedented. We need to constantly communicate with our elected employees that we believe in Donald Trump and we want to reelect him. In fact, I have a hat right now. I'm sure you've seen it. A guy made a smart-ass comment at one of my meetings last year's tour, which, by the way, the 2020 tour will be the best tour of my life as long as they don't cancel the damn thing. But what we can do is recruit and make sure people are registered to vote and communicate with our elected employees. And I would tell you this, to synopsize my instructions, everybody should go to HunterNation.org. HunterNation.org. And if all the real conservatives, God, family, country conservatives, especially in the hunting community, the Second Amendment community.
Exactly. Not just make it the work of politics and fighting the left, but the culture of hunting and fishing and trapping and camping and just getting back to rugged individualism. We have to just induct people into that, and they'll be addicted, and then they'll get others involved.
The current demographic of licensed hunters in this country are the most apathetic of all. We proved in 2016 the top three hunting states in America, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And believe me, this is irrefutable. We finally crowbarred that demographic to get out, register, and vote in 2016, and it was those three top hunting states in America that made the difference. So go to HunterNation.org, and we've got to get family, friends, coworkers, people at church and school, people at work, we got at our hunting camps, at the barbecue, at the bowling alley. You got to register to vote, and you got to vote God, family, country, which would be Donald Trump. But go to HunterNation.org, and you'll see the events that we're putting on all across this country to get real conservatives for God, family, country to register and vote. And
by the way, didn't the Brazilian president get that from you? Which is great, because the most sincere form of flattery is imitation. God, family, country.
I'm telling you, it's the missing link. It's the epicenter of apathy in this country. And what we're going to do is we're going to register conservatives, and we're going to beg, borrow, plead, scold, and berate if we have to, maybe hit them upside the head with a crowbar, but you've got to register and vote. If you don't vote God, family, and country, then the Satanists on the left will continue to destroy everything that is the last best place in the world, and that's the United States of America. Case closed.
Well, amazing. We've only got 2 minutes. We've got a break. We're going to let you go, so you've got a lot to do, and I appreciate the fact that you have tirelessly been fighting, because you're absolutely right. You helped energize those key states that swung from being blue back to red for President Trump. And Trump is more popular than ever, but they've got such election fraud. They've got illegal aliens being registered all over the country to vote. The Democrats used to deny that. Now there's all the footage of them at the DMVs getting their licenses, being able to vote. I mean, it's just absolute treason. And now the Democrats, with the drag queen story times officially funded by the Democratic Party, literally taking kids to convicted pedophiles in many cases and having them sit on their laps. And now we have new footage our reporter got in just yesterday, where they're openly, the drag queens are having protests, men in clown outfits.
about this. At schools saying, we want to get rid of parental rights. We want your children. We're going to, quote, groom them. So we literally have men in clown outfits dressed up like Hit the Clown saying, give us your children. What in the hell is going on? This really just shows how scummy the left in Hollywood is and what they've turned into.
Well, Harvey Weinstein is their hero, right? And he was a close friend of Epstein's, and he was a close friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Brennan. And, I mean, it's really Planet of the Apes out there, the corruption, the criminality. But it's not the criminality that is the horror. It's the good people of America that know it and don't do a damn thing. So it's apathy. Apathy, apathy. And if you're out there stockpiling toilet paper but you don't vote, I hope you run out.
Exactly, because you go panic when everybody else does, but you're not getting involved to stop the giant wave of corruption. In closing, Shimei, I know she's a big part of your hit TV show and really amazing, just as smart as you are, smarter when I'm about to talk to her on the phone and at your house and stuff. Please, as soon as you guys want, drive down to Austin. We'll come up, interview you guys about the new book that she's got out. Tell us about the new book about lifestyle.
You got it. Well, Shimei has written a wonderful new book, and she's literally, if you go on her Facebook or her Instagram, the social media, but I want to thank everybody, because, boy, talking about positive spirit and funny and smart and engaged. Man, if everybody in America was like the average Ted Nugent Facebooker, Comey would be in jail, Susan Rice would be in jail, Lois Lerner would be in jail, Hillary Clinton would be in jail, Eric Holder would be in jail, and Barack Obama would be in jail, because they're all liars and they did way worse crimes than Roger Stone. Anybody wants to argue with that, give it a shot.
Well, that's it, because it's not just apathy. People don't mind having their territory, their freedom overrun. And when people see a Ted Nugent who's got a lot of energy or an Alex Jones with a lot of energy, they say, these guys are crazy. No, this is what everybody was like 100 years ago, folks. And this is what America's all about, is not backing down. And it's that spirit that the Motor City Madman Ted Nugent is helping get out there, that you, the listeners or viewers, helping get out there, that has turned the tide. And yeah, they're trying to go after and punish those of us that have led the charge, but that's okay. But just stick with us, because this is one hell of a fight. We're going to hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. All right, TedNugent.com. Ted, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Alex Jones, truth, logic, and common sense forever.
Thank you so much, sir.
Godspeed, man.
Speaking of apathy, this little clip from V for Vendetta, I think, lays out what we're dealing with, and we'll go to break, and I'll come back, and we'll look at how they're trying to put yours truly behind bars.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Expect, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.